Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Take a listen to this.
Sean?
It's all right. Just cooking some breakfast.
It's 3:00 in the morning.
Yeah, but it's breakfast time back home.
3:00 in the morning, but it's breakfast time back home. I can still see that TV advert, Henry McKean, in my mind's eye so clearly. It was a Galti Rasher advert from 30 years ago set in New York. And we played you that because I must have put out a warning when it comes to sending tea bags and crisps or chocolate this Christmas. Not because they don't want to send them, in fairness, but because of US tariffs and rules. And joining us to discuss this atrocity further, Kira, is Henry McKean.
Yeah, just hearing that ad, the memories it brings back. And we emigrated to Ireland in 1990. And I remember that advert. It explains so much about Ireland and about that love of relatives abroad at this time of the year. And like that, people want to send love in a box. They want to send goods that remind people of home. And it's hard when on post a warning. And it is quite a mild warning. They're saying, you know, perhaps you could smell it. Send, I shouldn't say smell. You would be able to smell the actual chocolate through the package. And the thing is, the US Customs perhaps will have sniffer dogs out smelling that Cadbury chocolate coming in from Coolock. And yeah, Black Friday's coming up and people are sending boxes of goods. And remember, if you are sending stuff, keep the value under €85, which is $100, or the person receiving the package could actually end up being taxed on it. And who wants to receive a package and have to pay tax on it? And we were actually really close to Cadbury. We were here at a post office in Coolock.
I was in Fort Lauderdale and I used to regularly get sent Barry's tea bags.
Barry's?
Regular. And now they're stopping it.
And was it nice to get Barry's tea bags when you were living away?
It's nice to get Barry's tea bags anywhere.
So you would still send boxes of Barry's tea and chocolate?
Yeah, to Sydney and to New York. So, but now we're not allowed to send it to New York anymore.
How does that make you feel?
I'm actually going in to buy Christmas cards to send to New York. I can't send anything under the over €85, I believe, now. So.
And is that sad for your relatives out there, your
friends? Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. I have friends who have moved out there only about 12 months ago, and they've two small kids, and it's very important. Last year we brought them over bread, Kerrygold butter, all the usual things.
And what about rashers?
No, we didn't bring meat. We were afraid it would be taken off us. I do to the UK, though.
And did they appreciate it? Do they appreciate you sending them bringing over these things?
They're all the treats from home that they miss, potato, you know, all the little treats that we have here that they miss, really miss at home. And it's so expensive over in New York at the moment.
Do you think it will be sad for them if they don't get these packages of Irish goodies at Christmas?
Yeah, because you open this box and you can't wait to see what's inside it. Your penny slippers, your penny pyjamas, your Barry's tea, your tato. You know, it's all part of home, isn't it?
Do you think the Irish living in America will miss the Irish chocolate? They won't
be getting
it. Of
course they will, yeah. Irish chocolate, you can't beat it. That American chocolate is no use. It's only, I don't even think it's milk chocolate.
So the
Hershey bars and all
that stuff.
No, no. Can't be a bar of Cadbury's.
Do you know they're right? That American chocolate is no use.
Yeah.
And
American
the crisps,
chocolate.
Not so good either. Tea bags, no. And I tell you, the last time I was in the States, we went in to do a food shop. We were there for a couple of weeks. And the little section that did have Irish goods, so expensive.
It's huge money over there. You're paying massive money. And there's obviously tariffs on stuff like Kerrygold and butter. And you're right, it's so expensive for expats, for Irish expats.
And it's amazing the people that you spoke to there at the post office, how many of them had actually done it, had put together the box of treats to send to family and relatives abroad.
It means so much to people. It means, you know, we heard them there. And it's a little bit of Ireland in a box. And also, just to say very quickly about on post, they're saying customers are advised not to send homemade products such as baked goods. That's another thing. So don't, you know, make your own bread and or a cake or anything like that. And they're saying that small bags of chocolates might make it through. Smoky bacon flavour won't, because the Americans don't want any meat products going through. Cheese and onion crisps might not if the actual cheese is made of milk. So just be careful when you're sending it. But on that, there is a way around it, Kira. There is a way of actually getting your goods to America totally legally.
Okay, an Irish company that saw, I'd say, a big gap in the market and thought, we could do something about this.
And they've been doing it for a while, but they have advanced pre-clearance. A bit like, you know the way if you go to Dublin Airport, you can get a bit of pre-clearance and you can do that for some Tato crisps because they're using a different postal service.
Mark Loftus, the owner of the Paddy Box.
Mark, was surrounded by Paddy Boxes until the ceiling, nothing but Irish goodies. Tell us, are you set for Christmas?
Just about, yeah. I think we're well set now at this stage. We've done a lot of prep over the last month or two, just with seasonal staff and getting all the supplies in. So it's been a mad couple of months in prep for Christmas, what hopefully a very busy Christmas.
When we take the American authorities and they're actually asking the Irish public not to post tea bags, not to post chocolate or crisps to America, how will that affect you?
Well, it won't affect us locally. We use another carrier. We use DHL as a carrier who have a more advanced clearance sort of capability with that. So we would... that they have had no issues with our food items. So I obviously understand there's huge issues with a lot of carriers and with Dunpost. So we're just lucky at the moment that the FDA aren't kind of giving us issues in the US.
So what is in the Paddy Box then? How does it compare to the Mammy Box?
You know, it's got lots of different products. You know, you could have a bit of original Ballymaloe relish in there. You could have any types of different types of Irish Cadbury's chocolate. I had a look around the warehouse and they had anything you want, really. And you can go onto their website, onto the Paddy Box website, and you can get anything you like in there. It's not homemade, it's pre-packed, it's packaged. And it's the sort of products that we absolutely love, to be honest with you.
And the postman knocked on your door. What did he have to say?
So, yeah, the postman did knock on my door. This was just pure coincidence in the rain. Here is my local postie. I'm having a chat with David Hanley, my local postman. For you, how busy is the Christmas?
Crazy busy, mad. Every year, they say that this is going to be the busiest peak, as they call it now, on record. With online shopping, we're getting more contracts, obviously, as we go along, parcel business, and the letter volume is declining. People do send Christmas cards, but not as much as they used to. But we're incredibly busy.
Irish people love to send Tato crisps, or perhaps Keogh's crisps, Cadbury chocolate around the world. Do you come across these parcels, and can you understand why there's concern this year about sending them? And do people love to actually get an Irish parcel? Do they enjoy it?
They do. I know people that live in Australia and their family members living over here send them over, you know, Barry's tea and Tato crisps and everything else, chocolate as well, obviously. And we do still send them, yeah, they do. As far as I'm aware, they send them.
And the run up to Christmas, how many hours would you be working?
Oh, this year it'll be, I think we've Black Friday built into it as well this year, so we could be up to 8 hours a day, 7 hours a day, sometimes depends on how busy you are.
And do you like being a postie?
I love it, yeah. I'm a long time in your area, Henry, so I know a lot of people here now, I'm part of the community as such, so it's great.
So yeah, that was my local postman, David Hanley. And to say very quickly also, we need to celebrate postmen at this time of the year. They work so hard. And the reason why this is happening, remember, it's not us, it's them. And there's a new one, he's been there a year now, Donald Trump, at the US Customs. It's their rules, their Department of Agriculture. They don't want any products that are basically derived from meat or meat substances coming into the States. This is why they're doing it. That's why they're trying to intercept it. And on that, lots of different things can go inside one of these Paddy boxes. Here is Mark Loftus, the owner, again.
Anything you want, really, in terms of Irish products. We do, like, the most popular things would be your Tato crisps, Barry's tea, your Cadbury's chocolates and Ballymaloe relish and Jacob's biscuits and all that sort of thing. So we do have a lot of different boxes, like Christmas boxes with selection boxes and things like that. And also there's a custom box that you can choose 10 items to go into it as well. So whether it's sweet or savoury or gifty type items, we do anything you want, really.
So these Paddy boxes are anywhere between 30 and 90 euro, depending on the size?
Yeah, so it ranges from about 2 kilos up to 5. So the 2 kilo ones would be quite small. Then there's a 3.5 kilo and then a 5 kilo, which would go to 90, 99 or so.
And tell us about the Brainchild. When did you come up with this idea for a paddy box?
Well, this is year 8 now, I think. So it was 2017 when we started. It was my mum's kitchen, I think, in Portmarnock we all started. So, it was one of those things. I finished college in 2008, 2009 when it all hit the fan with the recession and a lot of my friends moved away. Now, luckily, I had another business that I'd started, but we were sending stuff to family and friends a lot of the time and it wasn't arriving. So we thought there must be a better way of doing it. So in 2017, I just said, I'll give it a rattle. And yeah, it's kind of gotten really busy and COVID helped us an awful lot, but we've grown hugely since that as well. So it's been a roller coaster, but it's been amazing.
And fair play to them. Henry, we've got some texts here. They have Irish shops in New York City with all the Irish stuff you've just mentioned in the butcher block, and it's not that expensive. But a question's come in from a Hard Shoulder listener. Can you bring stuff in your case? I'm over next week and have loads of requests. Would you risk it for a McVitie's biscuit? Is the question.
Yeah, I think so. I think if you pack it well, I think if it's, you know, pre-packed, if it's obvious you're not planning to sell it on, if it's just a small amount, go for it. Do it.
Okay, that's Henry McKean not encouraging you to try and defy US Border Control there or the Department of Agriculture. Thanks a million, Henry.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.